KUOW's Region of Boom team is looking at growth in Renton, Kent, and Auburn. If you don't live or work there, chances are you come here for IKEA, furniture maker for generations of students, immigrants, and couples getting together. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph asked, why did IKEA choose Renton?
IKEA has been selling furniture and cooking meatballs for the Seattle area since the 1990s. It chose to put that store in Renton. And recently, when it came time to build a new store, IKEA decided not to add a new location. It plopped the new building right beside the old one.
And we actually will have 6 months until the entire old building is demolished and paved with parking.
This is Joseph Roth.
I handle expansion public affairs for IKEA in the U.S. This store, unlike the original IKEA Renton, is actually a two-level store.
We didn't have that before.
We actually were leasing a building that was an old aerospace warehouse that we retrofitted and turned into an IKEA store.
IKEA's in Renton because it needs a lot of space for all those Billy bookcases and other stuff. And it wants to be central. Back in the 1990s, all it could find with our limited land was an old warehouse in Renton. The new store follows the international IKEA standard. The furniture showrooms are upstairs.
We have three model homes. The first one is actually 860 square feet.
And the housewares are downstairs.
You were special before, and you're even more special now.
From IKEA's point of view, all is as it should be. But is it?
Other cities get more IKEAs.
There aren't that many of them, though.
Chicago and Washington, D.C. each get two IKEAs. So does Vancouver, north of us, and it has half the Puget Sound's population. Joseph Roth says the company knows it can be hard to get to Renton in our famous traffic.
Actually, and we've heard stories of people further up north who would rather choose to drive to Canada than to drive down to Renton.
IKEA says it may yet build a second Seattle area store. Just not yet. In Renton, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.